Standing outside an Apple store in North Austin with a new MacBook Air under his arm, Larry Stern recalls Dell in its early days in the 1980s when Stern was a student at the University of Texas.
And I remember seeing some of the original flyers in Adobe and on campus where you'd pull these little tabs off a piece of paper if you wanted to interested in getting a cheap computer.
Stern says he wished he'd bought stock back then so he could have become a Dellionaire, the name for investors made wealthy by Dell's astounding success. Customers loved Dell and competitors copied it. Flying high in the early 2000s, actor Ben Curtis summed it all up in his series of Dell Dude commercials.
Just call or go online. Tell them what you want, and right to your front door comes America's favorite PC.
Dude, you're getting a Dell.
Easy to buy, easy to own, easy as Dell.
But by 2008, the business had started to sour. Dell stock crashed from $25 a share to around $10, where it's languished for years, until about 10 days ago when rumors emerged that Michael Dell was planning to buy the company back, alongside the private equity firm Silver Lake and the computer company Microsoft. Together, they'd buy Dell, taking it off the market. As a private company, Dell would not have to answer to anyone but its three owners. No more Securities and Exchange Commission reports, or stockholder briefings, or analyst conference calls. John Doggett follows Dell in his position at UT's McComb School of Business.
Dell's volume went down 21% in the PC space in the last year. When everybody saw that, they said, holy crap, the company's falling apart. If it's a private company, they don't have to tell anybody that.
Doggett says another reason Dell may be considering taking the company private is that its stock price is so low right now. Dell could scoop up the company on the cheap and run it the way he wants to. But that could mean more job losses at the company's Round Rock headquarters, where employees have seen at least two rounds of layoffs since 2008.
Most of us who look at Dell expect that if the company goes private, Dell will continue the layoffs that have been going on since August of last year, but that there'll probably be much larger layoffs because it's a private company.
Many investors oppose taking Dell private because they bought company stock at a much higher price than it's at now. If Michael Dell buys the company, they'll be forced to sell their shares at a loss. Jose Raul Vasquez is one of those investors. Working from his home office, financial blogger Vasquez says not only would Dell get the company cheap, he'd also get a bigger piece of it than the 16% he currently owns.
But if he goes private, his ownership goes up to much more, say 30-35% to Michael Dell, one-third to Microsoft, and the other third to the private equity firms. Only three big shareholders take the whole company.
Vasquez thinks that after a few years as a private company, Dell could go public again with an IPO. But instead of creating more Dellionaires, that would make more millions for Dell. Michael Dell. Mark Dewey, KUT News.